We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
844 16 before 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning, June 5th. Hot, humid, chance for afternoon showers. Hopefully, LSU will get their game in at 1 o'clock against the Oregon State Beavers. Pre-game 12:30, first pitch 1 o'clock here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Joined by our friend Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish. Good morning, Madam President. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. Doing well.
I saw your pictures. You and Billy Nungesser at a crawfish boil yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, that was yesterday or the day before for the Greater New Orleans Home Builders Association. We were there.
See, I'm keeping track of things.
I know.
Tell me
about... Yeah, good partners to us, too, the Home Builders Association. They work very well with us, so we wanted to support them.
Let's talk about hurricane season. Y'all ready?
Well, we're ready as wherever we'll ever be. Tommy, when you're never ready for that, but we've really spent the off season doing a lot. I mean, it's the official start of it, June 1st. It's on the top of everybody's mind now, as it should be. But the past couple months, since the end of last season, we've really been updating our emergency plans, doing a lot of tabletop exercises, doing a lot of training throughout our departments. We did a publicly assisted evacuation to just kind of gear up for that. So we feel very much on top of things, but you just don't want it coming your way, you know?
You know, what surprised me was talking to Mike Steele, I think it was last week. Tim, that's who it was, Mike Steele with GOSEP, I think, said that basically a contraflow was off the table because the storms move so fast now and they intensify so quickly, you'd almost have to call for a contraflow before the storm entered the Gulf. And is that pretty much where it stands now?
That's exactly how we feel like this is going. I mean, I keep repeating it, but like you'll look at Ida, I'll always say we found out about it on Wednesday. That night, all the models went to Texas. All those spaghetti models went to Texas. By Thursday, it had broadened to a 4-state area. And then by Friday, just in one day, it zeroed in on us and went from a 2 to a 4. Mm-hmm. So we were well beyond our contraflow timelines. I mean, you know, you think of contraflow and what it would take. You got to pull the trigger on all the emergency contracts, and then you have resources coming in. So you still need to bring resources in and get, you know, extra fuel in and all this stuff before you can close the roads and just make sure everybody goes the opposite direction. So we were well past those timelines where we could have pulled the trigger on that. And that's the way we're kind of seeing things. I mean, you know, I think you want a good 5 days out to like pull it off flawlessly. Mother Nature is not giving us that. And that doesn't mean you'd start contraflow 5 days in advance, but if people started getting into gear and, you know, that was the old model, the post-Katrina models, which are now, you know, I said it, they're obsolete now, the way these storms are coming at us.
Listen to what you just said. That's hard to believe, isn't it, in a way?
What?
That just
that,
after
that
Katrina,
that
it's obsolete,
yeah.
Just after Katrina, which seems in a lot of ways like it wasn't that long ago.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. But we, you know, and so what we're focusing on in Jefferson Parish, knowing, you know, if you can't help everybody get out with a public assisted evacuation where you're picking up people from all the bus stops and, you know, bringing them to 2 stops and then the state bus is coming in, we're really trying to focus on, we got to do something, right? We're going to focus on getting out who really needs help, like the medically vulnerable. So we started a medical needs registry for people. Now we're talking about, you know, people who are on ventilators, who are bedridden, who are on feeding pumps. We feel like if we can identify this population, we can work with our partners to make sure they're okay or even help to get them out. And we want everybody to call 504-323-1818 to get on this registry. So we at least identify who you are. Just like we check in with the nursing homes, we want to know where you are in the parish so we can at least, you know, help where we can with these shortened timelines.
We were talking to Colin Arnold last Thursday, I think it was, and the subject of not really a senior living facility, but apartments that have a lot of seniors living in them. Is that a big concern in Jefferson Parish, and how are you all handling that?
Not as big as it is in Orleans Parish, but we check in with them. They were all supposed to have their plans in. You know, obviously, these are privately run facilities, and government has to, you know, we have plenty on our plate, you know, just all the emergencies that our first responders are doing, and then we're having to, you know, post-storm, we're having to support that, and then, you know, get trees out of the road and all that. So we really don't want to be in that game, but we know that we have very vulnerable people in, you know, concentrated in these areas. So we absolutely, you know, want to support their efforts. It's not something we can go in and rescue everybody. We need the nursing homes and the assisted living centers to have their plans in place. We certainly know we're a big support to them. And so I don't think our situation is, we don't have the volume that Orleans Parish has. But it's certainly like those are your most vulnerable people already. You know, air conditioning is going to be going out. Mm-hmm. You have people who are on, you know, medical devices that quickly need help. So other than a flooded house or some people with rising waters, that is your most vulnerable population right there. And we all know that. And that's kind of everybody's go-to, making sure they're okay.
All right, let me take a quick break. We come back, we can talk about the quality of life survey, okay? Because apparently things are pretty, pretty good in Jefferson Parish. We're talking to Cynthia Lee Sheng, Jefferson Parish President. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 855, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Cynthia Lee Sheng, Jefferson Parish President. And somebody texted in, Madam President, and asked you to repeat about the library of things, stuff, or the items, whatever. How's that going?
Oh, it's great. It was great. That's our library, you know, coming up with this idea. And, you know, we really believe in next level government. So that's at Tarrytown. We hope to broaden it to other, you know, that's the pilot. But everything from an Instapot to an old phonograph player to sporting equipment, all kind of cooking, you know, kind of pans and baking sheets. But it was really fun. I think we kicked that off probably two or three Saturdays ago. I was there and it was a really great. And it's just, you know, one of those things when you think outside the box, libraries doesn't just have to be books or audio, you know, CDs and renting movies. It can be, you know, getting a tennis racket. It was really exciting, and I think it's going well. And like I said, we're going to broaden it to all the libraries.
I was cleaning out a whole bunch of papers that I had stashed because, you know, I'm a pack rat yesterday, and one of them I saw from about 3 years ago said something about Jefferson Parish President reimagines Recreation Department. I thought, oh, Lord, here we go. All right. Can't leave it alone. Got to make it better. Yeah. That's what you do.
I love that. That's what I love about my job.
Yeah, well, that's what we love about you. Tell me about the quality of life survey in Jefferson Parish. Things are pretty good, right?
Yeah, very good. I mean, 75% of residents that were surveyed, I think that the survey sample was about 700 people were, and this was done by the business groups that we have a good working relationship with, you know, feel like living in Jefferson Parish gave it, you know, good to excellent rankings. And that's really high for us. And I think all of us who work in the public sector across agencies, that was a good pat on our back that we had. Because, you know, people have no idea how big this parish is and how much goes on behind the scenes. But, you know, for the sheriff, our first responders, we have our council, our state legislatures, everybody, you know, parish-wide, I think, you know, that was a pat on the back for us because all of our staffs work really, really hard.
60% of the residents believe the quality of life will improve over the next several years. We were just talking to Mike Cooper from St. Tammany Parish about an apartment complex. And when it comes to development in Jefferson Parish, is there a lot of room left?
Well, on the West Bank there is, and then they, you know, talk about reimagine. They take old spaces and they are, you know, turning it over new. Look at our, you know, retail centers like, you know, Elmwood's changing, Clearview Shopping Mall's changing, Lakeside's doing whatever they can with their out parcels, Oakwood's looking for, you know, new opportunities there. So, I mean, even on areas that have been built already, they're looking at, you know, changing that as we go forward. So, but yeah, we have tremendous opportunity, you know, on the West Bank. We're going to open up our this is something we're really excited at El Ario Sportsplex. We'll have 6 new baseball fields out there. We really think we can get on the map with sports tourism. So we're really making a concerted investment in sports and being able to lure, you know, regional and national tournaments here. And that tourism fits in perfect with the New Orleans tourism. So I think there's a lot of growth there. I think there's, you know, I think we've come through some really dark times in the past couple years with COVID and storms, that we've always felt like the future is bright for us, to, so to speak, and use that phrase. But because our economy remains strong during very, very difficult times. So when we don't have those difficult times, we're like, look what we can do when we're not burdened with these other things that, you know, the country was burdened with.
Final thoughts before we let you go? I know you're busy getting ready to get the week started.
No, just look, everybody, just going back to storms, the post conditions are more dangerous. We found more deaths post storm than during the storm. So if you can get out, we want you to get out and get out early and just stay tuned with, you know, with people like Tommy, with people like me, if a storm starts brewing in the Gulf, please.
Not now. Just to be clear, in case somebody just hopped in the car, just to be clear, in case anything happens. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time,
as always.
Good talking to you.
All right, Tommy.
You bet.
All right.
Cynthia Lee Sheng, Jefferson Parish President. When we come back, we'll talk to Michelle Johnson, Gaston Chair of Business.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.